says, Now when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and he said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor of the gospel preach to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, What went ye out in the wilderness to see? And tonight I'd kind of like to talk about deserted places. Deserted places. Jesus, John here being the forerunner of Christ, John being someone that came, the Bible said that John was to bear witness of the light, but he was not that light. And John having his friends here, his friends coming out confronting Jesus, John asked and said, who is this man that I prophesied about? Is this the one that is working miracles? Is this the one that I do? So he had to take a second look. But when Jesus had heard about this, he said concerning John, he asked the question, said, What went ye out in the wilderness to see? So tonight I'd like to preach on deserted places. First of all, I'll ask you tonight, what went ye out to see? We see the wilderness was a type of desert. A desert tonight, if you look in this world, there are three different types of deserts. There is what we know as the sand desert, the snowy desert, then there is the water desert. A desert tonight, as we know, is a place that is deserted, a place tonight that has been evacuated of people, and it's hot, and the conditions there are impossible to live. But Jesus asked the question, What went ye out into this deserted place, this desert, to see? And tonight we notice that the sand desert's hot, dry, little if no signs at all of life can even live there. Nothing can live there. It's impossible. It's a place of no life. It's a place of no vegetation. It's a place where there is nothing, no fertilization. It's a place where there is no rain. So you either starve to death or dehydrate. It's a place where it's virtually impossible for anybody to even walk. It's a place, the desert is, of where that it begins to play mind tricks, which is called, is a place also known as the place of mirage. We know tonight that the place of mirage, a place that a mirage is just merely a reflection that is not real. It's just merely a place where you see things which appear that are not real. And he asked the question, What went ye out to see in this deserted place? Why'd you come out to church tonight? The question may be asked today. What went you out to see a man, to hear a man, to see who was there? Or did you come out to see and experience and to be in the midst of the presence of God? But second of all, we have a thing which was called also and known also as the snowy desert. We know that the snowy desert is opposite. It's a dry place, but it is cold. It's the opposite of the sand desert. It is a place where merely, it is a beautiful place. It's not a place of ugliness, but it's a place of all times that photographer takes pictures of it. It's a place of a lot of times that people go out to play in it and just to vacate themselves in to see the beautiful sights. We're talking about a desert here, but it's a desert of a different type. This snowy desert is cold. It's dry. And also there is little, but if no sight at all. It is a place that has been deserted. It is a deserted place tonight, for it's just places, amen, where no life can be. But oh, sometimes we begin to grow cold, and our life becomes a place, a deserted place, as this desert. But the third desert we want to preach about tonight, it's also the water desert. It's a place, Brother Collins, where it's just full, it's a vast ocean. ocean. It's full of water. It's full of life. It's full of food. It's full of tuna. It's full of things that we eat and we go to restaurants to buy. But you see, even being out on this ocean and this deserted place, people still dehydrate. Even though there's food, even though there's water that you do not dehydrate, Brother Collins, there's still people that die daily out, and people die occasionally. They get trapped out. They get deserted on this deserted island. You'll notice a thing about a deserted place. A deserted place, your place, mind tricks on you. Your mind begins to get captivated. Everything and every sign of life around you, it begins to just disintegrate. It begins to disappear. And mirages begin to be created in your mind. You begin to think crazy things. You begin to see things which do not appear. Brother Collins, you begin to do things. Your body begins to play tricks on you. Oh, it's the same way sometimes in our Christian life and in our Christian walk, when we begin to desert our places and when we begin to desert the house of God, oh, and begin to desert our soul from the Spirit and the presence of God, we begin to do things that we used to not do. We begin to go places. We begin to think things. We begin to say things. We begin to live a way that we used to not. Oh, because we're all, amen, chasing after a mirage where a rainbow appears that has a treasure at the end of it.
Hallelujah.
Preaching about deserted places. It's a place where there is no sign of life. And you know, tonight, I'm not beating nobody or nothing, but oh, I'm going to tell you, amen, tonight, let's not desert our heart and our soul from the Spirit and the presence of God. Let's not cause ourselves to be a desert in our souls, but oh, a place that the Holy Ghost, in the book of Acts, it said it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. All that we could say tonight, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost that I could go in that soul at the highway of holiness. Oh, it seemed good that I could captivate and just pour my spirit out upon this service tonight. Oh, it seemed good tonight because there was a sign of life. There was a sign of openness. There was a sign of moisture. Amen. There was a sign of fertilization. There was a place that I may pour my latter rain out. There was a place that I may pour my spirit out. There was a place that I may dwell. It was a place that was not designed. It was a place that I had not, amen, had been pushed and shunned away from me. It's a place that I had not. But oh, that we could lift our hands. Oh, tonight that we can worship God. Oh, tonight that we can say, Holy Ghost, enter into my heart. Hey, without no dryness. Hey, without any hesitation. Without any stubbornness. Without any hindrance, without any roadblocks tonight. Oh, that the Spirit of God can dwell in this place. Oh, that the Spirit of God can dwell in our hearts tonight. Could you lift your hands and worship God?
Hallelujah.
Oh, tonight, preaching on deserted places. Oh, it burns my soul to go in and see people. Amen. And sometimes your mind gets captivated on other thoughts. It seems like it's 100 miles away. But oh, you know what the scripture said? The psalmist said, He knoweth my thoughts from afar off. Hallelujah. He knoweth my thoughts, for He had searched me. He had known me. Oh, that the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God could search our hearts tonight. Oh, that the Spirit would come in. There's nothing like a Holy Ghost service where the Spirit just calmly moves in, sweeps over our soul, searches our innermost being, sows some seeds, and they begin to grow and begins to come around and water them. And that if you begin to feel them grow, amen, you begin to feel a closeness. You begin to feel a drawing of the Spirit to move closer to Christ. There's nothing like it tonight. There's money can't buy it. Amen. Nobody can do it, but God can for you. But oh, as this dry dry place. Sometimes even when we're dry, or even when we're cold, or even when we're lukewarm, God said that He could still make a river in the midst of our deserts and in our wilderness. Even though the song says that when you're thirsty and dry, just look to the sky, it's beginning to rain. Oh, in the midst of our dryness, in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our mirages, in the midst of our thoughts, in the midst of our beings, His ways is higher than I, His thoughts is higher than I. And oh, what an omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God that knows everything, can be everywhere. It surpasses my understanding. Oh, in our deserted places, He will come by tonight. He will. But a lot of times out on the ocean, centered out, just floating around, water and food all around you, men dehydrate and die. How many people come into the house of God, the Spirit all over them, Spirit all around them, up and all, just in all places, and they still starve to death. You know what happens tonight? You know what? You can't help nobody if they don't want help. Nobody can help Rex Lord if Rex Lord don't want help. The Spirit of God cannot help you if you are not open. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, what the Spirit of God can do for us tonight. You see, Peter out walking on the water. He was walking out on his miracle. But he still sunk. Even though God gave you a miracle, did something for you, even though you're living in the midst of your miracle, you can still dry up and die. Perfect example. Peter was walking out. God created a miracle. He was walking out in the midst of his miracle. He was walking on his miracle. But he was still dying and sinking in the presence of Almighty God. Hey folks, it concerns foreign openness. Amen. The Spirit looks for a place to dwell, an open house, a place where He can abide. But oh, even though we can say God did this, God's doing that, well, He did this yesterday, but even in the midst of our miracles, even in the midst of our promises and miracles can still die on us, and we will catch ourselves dry, and we will be deserted ourselves from everything else that God has done and promised. Right. You know, a lot of times it's not God deserting, but we desert ourselves. We desert ourselves from the things of God. I'm a perfect example. I'm guilty of it sometimes. And that's why watching ourselves. Amen. Judas being numbered. The book of Acts says that he being numbered with the group of Christ still died lost and went to hell because he deserted himself and he sold it for a bit of goods. Just for pieces, some pieces of silver. Oh, how many people have gone down the road and left this church. Gone down the road chasing after beautiful rainbows. You know, I used to have family that used to go to this church. I used to have family that got married in this church, but they went off down the highway chasing after beautiful rainbows, Brother Collins. They no longer speak in tongues. They no longer believe in the Holy Ghost. It's not this church's fault. You know what they did? They caught themselves in a dry state. The devil created a mirage in their mind, and they begin to follow after that mirage. They begin to glean on that rainbow. They begin to try to find the pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. Hey, Brother Jamie Carter, they begin to go down because it seemed that the grass was greener over there, and it seemed like the image and the reflection of God was over there. But the Bible says, no marvel that Satan himself, transforming himself into an angel of light, therefore reflecting light cannot be seen, but it is just mere reflections. The only way that man can see true light is only see the reflections, the things that reflect the light reflect off of. Hey, that's what we are tonight. We're just mere reflections tonight, reflecting the things of God. Oh, tonight, that we do not create a mirage and desert ourselves and let everything else become, amen, our life come nothing. nothing else but a mirage of something that is, appears as something but is really not real. Come on tonight. Hallelujah. That's what happens in the desert. You have reflections off the sand. We have hungry Christians. We have thirsty Christians. But when they come in and they see that mirage, oh God, that I do not reflect the light of this world, but the light of Christ. Oh, that I be, amen, and not as the Pharisees and hypocrites. Jesus said, ye are as graves which appear not, meaning that they were, amen, had no signs of warnings or anything, not to walk over the graves, things that were dead, things that were not to be touched upon and looked upon. Oh, that our life tonight does not be deserted. Our life does not dry up in the midst of the house of God. That's about an ocean. Will you say that's kind of crazy? To starve to death on an ocean, I'd probably try to catch some fish. I'd probably try to drink some of the salt water, whether it hurt me or not. I want to tell you, hey, tonight the Bible said that if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Not because of our righteousness, but because of His righteousness. Hallelujah. And if anything else does not reflect His righteousness, you're dead. If you do not reflect, amen, the righteousness and have the righteousness of God, you're dead. That's what the Bible said. It says that righteousness, that body is dead because of sin. But He also said in 1 Corinthians 1:29 that no flesh should glorify in His presence. So that means tonight we're just going to have to get out of our thinking mold. We're going to get out of our plans of what the Spirit is. Oh, it's just Wednesday night. That's being fleshly. Yeah. Oh, it's just Brother Collins preaching. That's being fleshly minded. You see what? When we get out of that mind, then we may glory in His presence. No, tonight that we can just put ourselves aside and experience the glory and see the glory of God. Oh, that we can put our fleshly thinking, carnal thinking and minds and bodies aside and get lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. You know how I got baptized in the Holy Ghost? I got baptized kneeling by my bed, saying a bed night prayer. I got caught up in the bed night prayer, a midnight prayer that I was praying, Brother Collins. And next thing I know, I was praying in a heavenly language. It was not of my thinking or what I'd been taught or some repeat after me, but it was because, amen, not of my righteousness, not of my deeds or abilities or goodness, but it was because I put away those fleshly things and got caught up in the Spirit of God. Right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. Deserted places tonight. Right. Oh, hallelujah. We see the tabernacle was a place of spiritual discernment, victory over sin, many different things. It was a place of showers of latter rain where it could fall. It was a place where the sick could be healed with a missionary zeal, could be strongholds of Satan, could be conquered. It was a place of backsliders where they could be restored tonight. It was a place of restoration. It was a place of life. It was a place where you can live. It's a place where you can be fed. It's a place where you can drink. It's a place where you can live and be free tonight. But oh, that we do not catch ourselves deserting ourselves in the things of God and living in a desert and in a wilderness. Oh, you can be in a room full of people but still feel empty inside and lonely. You can. Oh, you can. As many wives as David had, he was still got lonely. Let me tell you, amen, it takes the Spirit of God filling your innermost beings. I'm preaching on deserted places. But tonight that we do not desert ourselves from a daily walk with the Spirit, with daily walk with God. Deserting ourselves because we're getting caught up in other things. And it's difficult sometimes when you're out working a job and you get caught up this or that, but hey, we do not need to catch ourselves deserting the things of God. We do not need to catch ourselves getting so wrapped up in things of this world. You know what? You'll catch yourselves. You'll be in a place you'll say, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what happened to me. What you did, you created yourself a desert. And you're lost in your own deserted place. Lost, amen, in the midst of the Spirit of God. You can be lost in the presence of the Lord, but you can also be lost in yourself. And tonight, as this service progresses, if we could, I'm finished. I don't know how they usually do around here, if you usually find ourselves a place to pray, but if we could, let's all stand. Let's not catch ourselves tonight being deserted of God, deserting ourselves of things from the things of God, from the presence and the Spirit of God. No, tonight that we enter into service with an open heart, open mind. Amen. If we could tonight, let's find ourselves a place.